This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Polling ended peacefully for the assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry. Meanwhile, the voters who are still in the queues are allowed to cast their votes for 126 seats in Assam, 140 seats in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry. In Assam, 84.42% polling percentage was recorded till 5 p.m. In the Union Territory of Puducherry, 86.92% voting was recorded till 5 p.m. Meanwhile, today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for first phase of polling in West Bengal and the last day for filing of nominations for the second phase of polling in the state. Counting of votes for Assam, Keralam, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal and Union Territory of Puducherry will take place on the 4th of next month. The Election Commission has made elaborate security arrangements to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that reservation for women in legislative bodies is the need of the hour to make Indian democracy more vibrant and participative. Expressing his thoughts in an op-ed, Mr. Modi said that any delay in bringing this reservation will be deeply unfortunate. Sharing a video, the Prime Minister said that Parliament has been convened on the 16th of this month to discuss and pass an important bill that advances women's reservation.
हमने कुछ वर्ष पहले नारी शक्ति वंदन अधिनियम पारित किया था और सभी राजनीतिक दलों ने सहमति से किया था और सबकी इच्छा है कि 2029 में जब लोकसभा के चुनाव होंगे तब हमारे देश की नारी शक्ति को जनप्रतिनिधि के रूप में लोकसभा में विधानसभाओं में 33% स्थान मिलना ही चाहिए.
India has recorded its highest ever annual solar capacity addition of around 45 gigawatt in the financial year 2025-26. In a social media post, Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, said this achievement reflects India's unwavering commitment to energy security, sustainable development and the vision of a Viksit Bharat. Minister of Power Manohar Lal today called on the Prime Minister of Bhutan, Sherin Tobge, during his four-day visit to Bhutan. During the meeting, the two leaders reaffirmed the shared commitment of the two nations to advance cooperation in clean energy and sustainable development. In another meeting, the minister met Energy and Natural Resources Minister of Bhutan, Lyongpo Jem Shering. They held discussions that focused on strengthening ongoing cooperation in the hydropower sector and on future avenues in renewable energy and regional power trade. On this occasion, the two sides signed tariff protocol of Punat Sangchu 2 hydroelectric project. In Jammu and Kashmir, vehicular traffic on the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH-44 was restored today after a clearance of landslides that had left roads blocked in Ramban district for the past 2 days. The strategic 270-kilometer national highway, the only all-weather road linking Kashmir Valley with the rest of the country, was blocked by two major landslides, forced a fresh closure on Tuesday afternoon. Joint Secretary in the Department of Pharmaceuticals, Satya Prakash T.L., today said that the concerned departments are working in close coordination to ensure uninterrupted supply of essential pharma inputs in the country. During an interministerial briefing in New Delhi on the West Asia crisis, Mr. Satya Prakash said that global supply chains of pharma inputs have been disrupted due to the crisis.
There is no major increase in sales prices of drugs and pharmaceuticals. In order to support pharma industry and to maintain the availability of inputs, feedstocks and also APIs, Department of Revenue through notification dated 1st April 2026 has slashed custom duties of 40 various petrochemical products to zero.
Bangladesh is set to import 200 broad-gauge railway coaches from India, with deliveries expected to begin this year and be completed by December 2027, Railways Minister Sheikh Rabiul Alam told the Parliament today. The government is also planning further investments to modernize the railway system, including proposals to procure 260 additional broad-gauge passenger coaches. Indian women's team delivered a historic performance at the Asian Boxing Championships 2026, finishing on the top of the medal charts with a total of 10 medals, including 4 gold, 2 silver and 4 bronze in Mongolia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.